92.9, 96.5 WBPM, Belinda Carlisle, heaven into place on earth. Miller, how are you? Good morning. Good to be with you, man. We have 54 on our way to about 70, some clouds today, but we're getting some breaks of sun along the way, too. And, oh, God, happy to welcome Joe Jenkins in. Joe is the Director of Media Relations for Central Hudson. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. I did not know that. I just asked Joe. I said, you a Mets or a Yankees fan? Well, I'm from Chicago. Get out of Dodge. You're from Chicago.
That's right, yeah.
So you're a Cubs fan.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I knew I liked you from the minute I saw you. We have a saying in Chicago when it comes to the Cubs, and that is, wait till next year.
That's correct.
Right?
And we're doing it again.
So. We're doing it again. Good Lord. All right, Joe, let's see what we have here. Central Hudson gone to monthly meter readings now as opposed to estimated readings, and the time you were going to finish that by the end of October, and son of a gun, you guys are already done.
Yeah, that's right. We previous to this, we read your meter every other month. You got a bill every month, but we read your meter every other month. And on those months that we didn't read your bill, you got an estimate. We knew our customers didn't appreciate those estimates too much, and we heard them, and we took their advice, and so we implemented this plan. And, yeah, we're happy that we were able to get it done faster than we thought.
Boy, you really did, too. More transparency, and now they can actually look at their bill and actually see what, in fact, they have used.
That's right.
It's a lot easier this way. However, there's one thing to know, and that is if your meter is not easily accessible, you'll have to estimate the reading. Am I right?
Yeah, that can happen sometimes. Like if your meter's inside your home and we can't get access, if it's behind a locked gate. Another reason why folks might see an estimate is if we see, especially heading into wintertime, if we get widespread outages from a big storm, we might need to divert resources to storm recovery, and some folks might receive estimates because of that.
And you've redone the inside, too. And by that, I mean you've added more like, I don't know how many, like 3 dozen new members, customer service and all that stuff?
Yeah, our customers told us, they spoke to us loud and clear that our hold times were longer than they wanted them to be. And so we brought in new folks. We also completely revamped our onboarding process, our training programs for those customer-facing positions that we hired, so they can have more, our customers will have more meaningful interactions with those folks when they do have to talk to them.
Wow. And you guys have been out, like crazy. 100 or so different customer service events you've hosted throughout the area, right?
Yeah. Many of them on our own, some of them with some of our local elected officials too, but just in-person events that allow folks to come and either ask questions about their bills or ask questions about the assistance programs that might be available to them. So it's important for us to let folks know that we are out there, and if they want a more face-to-face setting to speak to us, we make ourselves available for that.
And the bill is easier to understand from what I understand. Full disclosure, I don't pay the bills in my family, but my account page is now easier to navigate.
Yeah, we overhauled that, and that was based on feedback that we got from our customers to give them a little bit more information right at the outset, right when you log in. It'll show you your kind of usage, a sort of average of what your energy is costing you on a per day basis. And, with that kind of armed with that information, we feel like our customers can make more intelligent energy decisions.
Nice. Now, this proposed new rate plan is going well. It may go into effect July of next year, right?
Potentially, yeah. That's what the request is for. So we haven't seen a lot of movement since we put that request in. The next step that I think folks should expect to see would be our regulators up in Albany, the Public Service Commission, will announce public statement hearings. Mm-hmm. There's generally a series of them, both online and in person, throughout our service area. So you'll probably find one not too far from where you live. And it'll give organizations, customers, residents an opportunity to come and voice any concerns they might have about the rate plan.
Got that. Now, in that new rate plan, there I noticed there was some hefty pay raises for executives in there.
It's not set in stone that it's pay raises. What it was referred to as bonuses, and I think there's a little clarification that should happen there. These are incentive-based programs for our executives, meaning that it is based on our customer service scores, our reliability scores in terms of the delivery of the electricity that we're providing and achieving certain environmental targets. So if we don't hit those marks, if we're not doing right by our customers, doing right by the environment, our executives would not receive those bonuses. So it's really an incentive plan based on our performance.
Nice. And by the way, speaking of the pay raise, whatever it may turn out to be, you guys are also exploring the possibility of extending that out through years so that makes the payments more palatable.
Right. What we're hoping to do with that rate plan is to make it a 3-year plan where we can take, I think it's about 4.6% rate and total bill impact that we mentioned, and we'd be able to sort of spread that out and levelize it over 3 years and make it much lower and easier for our customers to handle.
Now, this is the current plan expires in June of next year?
That's right. Yep.
But there's no guarantee that the new plan will be in effect by then.
No, and what would happen at that point is that the rates that you have right now would remain in effect until the new rate plan is agreed upon and put into place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, these things take a long time.
Yes, they do. It takes about a year for a rate plan to go through. It's a very open, transparent process where, excuse me, where our plan is vetted by our regulators in New York State and by other interested parties who are able to sign on to the case and voice their concerns.
Okay. And you wanted to chat about the customer assistance and stuff? Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of programs that are available for customers if they feel like they're having trouble paying their bill. There are income qualified programs that customers can sign up for. Depending on what the way they heat their home, it varies how much it could impact their bill, but it also automatically enrolls them in Central Hudson's low income bill discount program. And then we also have, if you don't qualify for these because of your income levels, we also have our budget billing program, which really levelizes your payments out from month to month over the course of the year. And if you do receive a big bill that you feel like you might have a little bit of an issue paying in one shot, we offer zero interest, zero cost deferred payment agreements to customers so they can pay off those larger bills in bite-sized chunks.
Also, the new rate plan, by the way, includes replacing the aging infrastructure, does it not?
Yes. Yeah, it's a very big initiative for ours. You know, one of the things that we talk about is that, you know, New York State was one of the first states in the country really to electrify. And that means that our infrastructure here has aged. We need to replace it and update it. We are making a number of investments already. You know, what we call smart grid technology. Some of that just went live here on the east side of the Hudson River about a month ago, where the grid literally talks to itself, sees where outages are occurring, and is able to sort of redirect power, reroute power automatically, and really reduce the number of customers that are impacted by outages and for how long they're out for.
Wow. Technology, wonderful thing. What else you need to get out that I don't want you to forget about?
I think you covered most of it. We've got a number of big community events that we're doing. We're very, very invested in our communities here. It means a lot to us, and sometimes I think that gets lost in the shuffle of our rates. But we just had a couple of veterans do a veterans walk for veteran awareness and veteran initiatives just last weekend. Mm-hmm. We're kicking off our United Way campaign where all of our employees and retirees all kind of get together and we raise money for the United Way. I think over the last 3 years, we've raised about $1.3 million for local United Way chapters. So means a lot to us. It's another thing that we're getting started with now. And we just, we're looking forward to finding ways that we can help the community.
That is so cool. Joe Jenkins, Media Director of Media Relations, Central Hudson. And you're welcome back anytime. And now that I know you're a Cubs fan, Jesus, would you like to be my co-host?
Yeah, well, come on. We'll talk about it more.
Joe, thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. Thanks,
Bob. Good job. 8:46.
Calling all garlic lovers.